This is going to be our last session in the Sermon on the Mount. And we came up to chapter 7 and verse 6. Where, you know, immediately after the Sermon on the Mount, the tendency for us is to judge everybody else, whether they are living according to this. And so in chapter 7, verse 1, he says, don't judge. Judge yourself. Don't look at the speck in your brother's eye. If you want to help him, get the log out of your own eye. The log is an unloving attitude towards a person. And where you don't judge yourself. Then he says in verse 6, don't give that which is holy to dogs. Now, it's not that some people are called dogs, but Jesus used an illustration. And I remember the story where Jesus once, when a woman came and asked Jesus to heal her demon-possessed child. And Jesus said, you can't give bread from the table to the dogs. Now, he wasn't really calling her a dog. Some people, you know, criticized Jesus for saying that. But the Jewish people were God's chosen people at that time. Today, everyone is welcome. And so the others were outside God's plan at that time. And what the Lord was saying is, this is what God has prepared for his people, and I can't give it to others. And I believe basically Jesus was testing that woman's humility. Are you willing to take the place of a dog? What if Jesus, would you feel insulted if Jesus called you a dog? Or would you say, like the woman? The dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the table. What a reply. So she said, I don't want anything. Just a crumb from the table is enough to cast the demon out of my daughter. Look at the faith there. I don't need a full bread to cast the demon out of my daughter. Just a little crumb. That's enough. That was the expression of her faith. And Jesus said, because of your faith, the demon is gone. And what many people have not noticed there, you read that story sometime in Matthew 15. And whenever you read the Bible, read where Jesus started from and where he went, where he came back. He walked 80 kilometers or 50 miles from where he was to somewhere, led by the Holy Spirit, not knowing what was going to happen there. Remember, he was like us. When he came there, there was this woman. He healed her daughter. And the Holy Spirit said, go back. He walked 50 miles back. Now, who would walk 100 miles up and down? I don't know how many days that would take. Just to help one person who is not even a Jewish person to heal that daughter. That shows the love that Jesus had, the love that the Holy Spirit had for people who were not part of the Jewish people outside the kingdom. And so many people say, why did Jesus call her a dog? I said, don't you realize that Jesus walked 100 miles just to help her? People don't think of that. You read the Bible carefully, you discover so many things about the hidden life of Jesus, which are not obvious. And God has not made it obvious because the Bible is written for those who carefully study it. The rest will never discover the truth. And I thank God for that. I thank God that in this book, God has hidden things which only those who are wholehearted will see. The others will miss the main thing, and most Christians have missed the main message of this book. I'll tell you that. If you take it seriously, you'll get his best. Otherwise, you'll be like, in God's eyes, those who don't get the real wealth of God. The second thing that we see here, first was don't judge after hearing the Sermon on the Mount. Don't judge other people with it. The second thing is, if you find it's difficult to live according to the standard, there are two things, you know. Once you've heard the standard of the Sermon on the Mount in chapter 5 and chapter 6. First tendency is to judge. Is he living according to the standard? Is she living according to the standard? Jesus said, forget it. Judge yourself. The second thing is, we say, it is impossible to live according to the standard. That's the second thing. And for that, Jesus gives an answer in verse 7. Ask, and it'll be given to you. You ask God for the power to live according to this. And seek him earnestly, and you will find the power to live according to this standard. Knock at the door. And it'll be open to you. And he'll show you how to live this life. So if you're not able to live the life in the Sermon on the Mount. It's because you don't ask and you don't seek and you don't knock. So that's the second thing. One is don't judge others, and the other is seek God in yourself. And then he gives us this tremendous promise. Everyone who asks like this in persistence, everyone will receive. Everyone who seeks persistently will find. And everyone who keeps on knocking, it'll be opened. But do people just knock a little while and go away? Don't be surprised if the door is not open. People will just ask once or twice and go away. Don't be surprised if you don't get nothing. And then he gives an example. He says, if your son asks for a loaf of bread, will you give him a stone? The Sermon on the Mount is a loaf of bread. Do you think God won't give it to his children if they ask? It's like a fish, not a snake. And if you then, being evil, verse 11, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give what is good to those who ask him? What is the thing which is good here? The good is what is described in chapter 5 and 6. Do you really believe that's good? If you read chapter 5 and 6 and say, Lord, this is the best life of all. I want it. It's not a tough life. God will give me the grace to keep it. So that's the thing you need to see, that God is a loving Father who's very eager to give us this quality of life that he's described in chapter 5 and 6. And if you come with, if you don't have that faith that God is my loving Father, and he's very eager to help me to live according to every verse that I studied here in Matthew 5 and chapter 5 and chapter 6. It's a wonderful life. If a Christian can live like this in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6, it's a fantastic life. That's how Jesus lived. And he tells us the secret of getting this life is by asking and not giving up until you get, you know, another parable. He spoke about a widow who went to the judge, you see, in Luke chapter 18, and she asked, saying, my neighbor has taken some part of my property. You know, he took advantage of a poor widow, said, who's going to help her? And encroached into the widow's property and took away what belonged to the widow. And she went to the judge, and the judge was a bit corrupt, and he said, I don't have time for widows. I have time for important rich people, but